Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1964 European Nations Cup Final. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another engaging episode of Wikipedia, your go-to podcast where we dive deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're taking a historical stroll back to a major sporting event that left an indelible mark on European football. Picture it. The year is 1964, and our focal point is the 1964 European Nations Cup Final. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. The 1964 European Nations Cup Final was the culmination of a thrilling football championship organized by UEFA. This was the second edition of what is now known as the UEFA European Championship. For those of you who might be new to this, think of it as the European equivalent of the Copa America, or the African Cup of Nations. On June 21, 1964, the final match was held at the Santiago Bernabéu Stadium in Madrid, Spain. The contenders, the powerhouse teams from Spain and the Soviet Union. Spain was already steeped in a politically charged atmosphere. Under the dictatorship of Franco, sports, especially football, were seen as more than just games. They were arenas of national pride and international reputation. So consider this. Having the final hosted in Madrid was a significant move. The Soviet Union, on the other hand, came into this match as the defending champions, having clinched victory in the inaugural 1960 tournament. Talk about pressure, right? Imagine the anticipation. Over 79,000 spectators packed the Santiago Bernabéu Stadium. I can almost hear the roar of the crowd. The stadium, named after Santiago Bernabéu, a former Real Madrid footballer and president, was and still is one of the most iconic football venues in the world. But let's pivot to the game itself. The match kicked off with an electric atmosphere. Spain, playing on their home turf, took an early lead. In the sixth minute, Spanish forward Jesus Maria Pereda stunned the Soviet defense and netted the first goal. Can you imagine the crowd's roar? An eruption of jubilation. Just 2 minutes later, however, the Soviet Union equalized. Galimzian Kusainov, an instrumental player for the Soviets, scored a crucial goal that brought the match to a tense 1-1. The game was now wide open. Now, pause for a moment. What do you think went through the minds of the players and the fans during those few minutes? Being equalized that quickly must have been disheartening for the Spanish team and exhilarating for the Soviets. The match saw intense back-and-forth action. It wasn't until the 84th minute that Spain finally broke the deadlock. Marcelino Martinez became a national hero when he scored the decisive goal, leading Spain to a 2-1 victory. This wasn't just any goal, it was a brilliant header that has since become a classic moment in European football history. Spain's victory was more than just a win on the pitch. It was a significant morale booster for a nation under strict authoritarian rule. It provided a sense of unity and pride among the Spanish people, and it showed the world that Spain could hold its own against the best teams in Europe. Let's reflect on this for a moment. In today's world, where sports often intertwine with politics and societal issues, the 1964 European Nations Cup Final serves as a poignant reminder of how a football match can transcend the game itself and become a symbol of national identity and hope. And let's not forget the technical brilliance and sportsmanship exhibited during the match. These players left everything on the field, and their efforts contributed to the rich history of European football. So, what can we, as modern enthusiasts of the game, learn from this historical match? Perhaps it's the idea that football is more than just 22 players chasing a ball. It's a microcosm of society, revealing our passions, our struggles, and our triumphs. I want to leave you with some questions to ponder. How do sports shape our national identities today? Can you think of a recent game or sporting event that had a similar societal impact as the 1964 European Nations Cup Final? And in your opinion, can sports act as a catalyst for political and social change? Let's keep this conversation going. I encourage you to dive into the fascinating details of the 1964 European Nations Cup Final on Wikipedia. The narratives, the statistics, the individual stories of the players, each piece adds depth to our understanding of this monumental event. And if you're inspired, why not share what you've learned with friends or family? Engage in discussions about the intricate ties between sports and society. These conversations are not just about reminiscing the past, but understanding our present and shaping our future. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Stay curious, stay informed, and join me next time as we continue to explore the vast and intriguing landscape of Wikipedia. Until then, keep pondering those deeper questions. And remember, history isn't just a series of events, it's the story of us all.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1964 European Nations Cup Final. Thanks for listening. See you next time.